Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Now it's all up to Massachusetts voters in choosing the next governor. After months of campaigning, the two leading candidates, Democrat Maura Healey and Republican Jeff Deal, were both in Boston yesterday making their closing arguments. WBUR's Anthony Brooks reports.
Healey returned to East Boston, where she launched her campaign for governor last January on a cold, wet, blustery day. Yesterday, by contrast, felt like spring. And after almost a year of campaigning, Healey was confident about today's outcome.
We're going to win, and we're going to win big and strong because we've been working for it. And we have had grassroots and volunteers who have been getting after it week after week, month after month.
Healey and her running mate Kim Driscoll stopped into the Meridian Street Market to make a couple of subs in front of a crush of reporters. Healey, the Democrat, is heavily favored to defeat Republican Jeff Deal and become the state's first elected female and openly gay governor. If they prevail, Healey and Driscoll will be the country's first all-female team to win, a fact that both took note of.
Representation matters, seeing is believing. I certainly have felt the enthusiasm of a lot of little girls out there and folks generally who are seeing a different look. What do you think about that?
Yeah, somebody's got to be first. I'm glad it might be us.
Jeff Deal was also in Boston yesterday, working the post-shift crowd at the Erie Pub in Dorchester. Deal is very much the underdog in this race, a conservative Republican endorsed by former President Trump, who remains deeply unpopular in blue Massachusetts. But Deal is holding on to hope and says the state's relatively low early voting numbers suggest Democrats are not energized.
You know, you've got Joe Biden and the economy in a tough shape right now, and in some ways, that really plays to our favor, a low-visibility race with a motivated electorate, you know, with the independents and Republican base that I have. I think we actually have a great chance of winning tomorrow.
Deal says he can repeat the magic of Republican Scott Brown, who stunned the nation in 2010 when he came from behind and won a special U.S. Senate election to succeed the late Ted Kennedy. Brown has endorsed Deal. Deal also argues there are lots of moderate voters who like the idea of a Republican governor serving as a check on a democratically controlled legislature. That's why Paul Elwell, a union sheet metal worker from Dorchester, says he's voting for Deal.
I like his politics, but I more like the idea of having both parties in power. I don't like having one party having all the power in the state.
Both Deal and Healey will be making their final pitches to voters throughout the day. Polls will be open across the state until 8 p.m. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Anthony Brooks.